Hey, here's one. A 1963 Chevy, only 15 miles, slight damage. Call after 6 p.m., ask for evil.
Forget it.
What's wrong with your old car?
Oh, we're just tired of going through the car wash behind a tow truck.
You know, beggars shouldn't be choosers. If you don't get a new car soon, you're going to be hitchhiking to medical school.
Eureka! They are finished! Look, my Greek cookies, they make me so happy. I've got to dance till my knees explode and my socks fall off. Dance now. Come, my little Zorbet, sip on some ouzo and nibble my cookies.
All right, I'll try one. Let's see.
You can eat them on a Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday, or Thursday.
Give me those.
Never.
Now.
Your cousin Nelson's here again.
Oh, hi, Nelson. Hi, Nelson.
Excuse me, madam.
Nelson, what is wrong with you?
I've been getting threatening phone calls, and quite frankly, it's scaring the bejeebies out of me. Some member of the lunatic fringe has been calling and saying that if I don't drop out of the city council race, I better start praying.
Oh, it's going to be trouble because Mindy said you didn't have a prayer.
Do you have any idea who it is?
No, except that it's a woman's voice.
A woman? He's scared of a woman.
And why shouldn't he be scared of a woman? You never heard of Lizzie Borden, Mata Hari, Ma Barker?
Ma Bell?
Yeah, women have the right to be homicidal maniacs too, you know.
Hey, cease and desist, quipsters. My life could be at stake here.
Yeah, Nelson's right. It doesn't matter whether it's a man or a woman. Crane calls can really be scary.
Yeah, bird calls can be scary, too.
Ah! I tell you, obscene phone calls aren't any fun either. I got a whole bunch when I was living back east. I was petrified.
Really? Did you call a phone company?
No. He wouldn't press charges. He was one of their best customers.
You know, there must be a reason that that woman is making these calls.
Yeah, Nelson, who would hate you enough to do something like this?
I've got it. It's an old girlfriend that you used and threw away like a dirty sock.
I don't think so. Most girls I use never call me again.
It's probably political.
Yeah. Maybe it's one of the other candidates that's doing it.
Think about it, Nelson. It'd have to be somebody ambitious and conniving. Somebody who would stop at nothing to get what he wants.
Hey, don't be ridiculous, Min. Why would Nelson call himself?
Mark, think you could read a little more quietly?
Sure.
It's for you.
Why, that's amazing. How did you know that?
I didn't, but I didn't want to stop reading this until I get to the part and see if Lolita finally gets to use her crayons or not.
Whoa. Awesome. What is all this?
It's a disguise. Oh, so you're masquerading as a traveling flasher, eh? I got another phone call from that crazy woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's the same one?
Down to the last threat. She asked me strange questions like, guess who's not going to make it till election day?
Maybe she's just trying to change her political image.
Yeah, she said she's going to do it with an axe.
That's terrible. Are you on your way to a hotel?
No.
Are you going out of town?
No.
You're staying here.
Oh, thank you, Mindy. I knew that when a fella gets in a jam, the first people he should turn to is family.
Oh, cars! I just want to say thanks. Thanks.
Make yourself at home.
Nelson, if I were you, I'd call the police.
I did. They said that a crank call isn't a crime. I guess they can't do anything till I'm actually dead.
Well, maybe they'd investigate if you just laid there real still.
Well, we'll deal with all this tomorrow. In the meantime, you're safe here.
Thanks, Mindy. Morky. It's people like you that make people like me like people like you.
Right now, I'm too tired to think. I'm going to bed. Mm. Good night.
Nighty-night.
Well, guess it's time to hit the straw.
You mean, hey.
Well, if you insist, hey, it's time to hit the straw.
Well.
Night.
Night. I feel much safer staying over here.
Good.
Ah! Don't turn out the lights!
What's wrong?
I can't sleep with the lights out.
Oh, maybe I better read you a story. That might help.
Oh, that's a good idea.
All right. Here we go. The moon highlighted her golden hair, and she could hear the soft twittering of a nightingale as she plunged a dagger again and again into Derek's back.
Orkin calisthenics?
No, I'm working on my impression of Nelson's lava lamp.
That's pretty good. Okay, guess what I'm doing.
Billy Carter.
Oh.
Oh, the Vienna Hogs Choir.
No, it's Nelson snoring. He kept me awake all night last night. Why would Nelson bring his lava lamp?
I don't know. It gives him a sense of security. Makes him feel like he's almost hip. Phone. Hello? No, he's in the shower right now. Can I help you? Well, I'll take a message if I can.
Something to write on.
Pardon the delay. It's hard to get good Caucasian help.
Look, she said she's going to get us, too, and she knows where we live.
Oh, no. Death, despair, doom. Come on, Mindy. We got to board the windows up. We got to barricade the door. Come on, Mindy. Don't worry. Come on.
Mark.
Go, order some peaches, Mindy. Make them frozen peaches. That way we can suck on them. They'll last longer.
This is serious. We've got to think about this calmly.
All right, Mindy. But basically, we can do is create an electromagnetic force field. All we need is some zirconium and a cambrium laser. Now, where do you put your cambrium lasers in the house?
All right, guys. What's all the hubbub?
Get down!
Do I sense danger?
No, you sense threats. That woman called again. And she says she's going to ring you so you can dance cheek to cheek with yourself.
She did? Don't ever leave me!
The worst part is she knows where we are. I mean, we've got to figure this thing out.
Why don't you just come down here and cower with us, Miss Brave?
Not on the floor, on the sofa. What's the matter? You guys think she's going to shoot us through the window?
It was probably Mr. Death.
It was Mr. Barstool.
Well, so this is politics.
I guess I shouldn't have left your phone number with my answering service.
You left my number with your service?
Well, only a few of the calls I get are death threats. I do have an attaché case business to run, you know.
Come on, you guys. I mean, I think we're overreacting to this whole thing. I mean, there's not going to be any violence. I read the people who make phone threats very rarely cut you up into little pieces.
How rarely?
Well, never more than once.
Well, let's not be so paranoid. And let's not let this crazy woman get to us. Let's just start acting like normal. See? Now, isn't this better? Somebody broke my window!
Oh, it's nothing much, Min. It's just a smoking can over here.
Toss it! Toss it! Not to me! Well, we'll do all we can. This stink bomb is probably just an isolated case of vandalism.
That's what some people said about Pearl Harbor.
But our lives are in danger.
I mean, that's why Joseph Wambaugh left the force. This place kind of smells like cheese on a radiator.
What price charisma? Well, in case the worst happens, I've decided to make out my last will and testament.
Oh, good, can I have your lava lamp and your collected works of Walter Mondale?
Nelson, what we have to do is figure out why somebody's after you.
I've got it. When you're a baby, you're abducted by a wandering tribe of albinos. They're going to make you their king. But you're smart even at that young age, and you escape by running away nude in a snowstorm.
Will you be logical? I'd never run nude in the snow.
Professor, you are Siamese twins separated at the head, and she thinks you got the better deal. And her name is Anastasia, and she's after you right now.
Wait a minute. I hate to interrupt you Hardy Boys in action. But Nelson, is it possible that you might have offended somebody in one of your campaign speeches?
I don't think so. Let's see, my last speech was Wednesday.
Well, what did you talk about?
Oh, the usual, nothing.
Try and remember everything you talked about in that speech.
Well, first, I came out for keeping Boulder green.
That'll get the leprechaun vote.
But it could antagonize the businessman.
Well, I also came out for green factories.
Did you make a stand on anything?
I did say that Boulder should have a monorail system, but for safety's sake, it should have two tracks. And I really was firm on that one.
That's it?
I think so. I did come out against pornography. I said that if I were elected, I'd close down every strip joint in this city.
Well, how many are there?
One. It opened a couple weeks ago.
Well, that's probably it, Nelson. One of the strippers must be threatening you.
If that's for me, I'm not here.
If that's her, I'm going to tape the conversation. Answer the phone.
I'll answer it, but don't expect me to be polite.
Hello?
She hung up. Let's play it back.
And if you don't get out of town, the next bomb's gonna be real. And the three of you will be splattered all over Boulder.
Oh, man, we gotta get out of here. They're gonna make human confetti out of us.
First thing we have to do is find this woman.
She's gotta be one of the strippers at the Bear Facts Club.
You can't go. They recognize you because of your eyes. Yeah, it's up to you and I, Mind.
I'm not going into any strip joint.
Oh, come on, Min. Sometimes it's your moral duty to be sleazy, so get your pasties. Let's go.
I've got faith in you, Min. Well, you could crack this case just like Sam Spade.
Oh, what a great detective. Too bad he couldn't have puppies.
She saw me dressed like this.
Take it off.
As a matter of fact, she would.
You here for the audition?
Oh, yes, sweetheart. Sid Morgenstein, Willie Morgan's agency. How are you? Love you, darling. More than you'll ever know. I represent Miss Mindy Rose Lee. She's the Boulder Bombshell.
Hey. Pleased to meet you.
I love what you're doing with the balloons, darling. I bet you don't have a pet porcupine, huh?
No, not anymore.
Is that something like the voice on the phone?
I don't think she knows how to use a phone, Min.
Let's move on.
Love what you're doing, sweetheart. Let's get together for breakfast, lunch, dinner one day. Fantastic. Hello, Sid Morgenstein, Willie Morgan's agency. How are you? Love it. Hey, great looking bear.
Sure am. That's why I'm in this business.
So's the kid, right, sweetheart?
Yeah. Sure is a nice place. It's a lot better than most of the joints I've been working in.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Pardon me, are you interested in politics? No, but I had an old boyfriend once that taught me how to pronounce Zaire.
Excuse me.
Bet you'd be really bummed out if some politician tried to close this place down, wouldn't you, sweetheart?
No, there are always places to work.
We move around a lot.
I hear that. Hey, but you haven't seen anyone move. You've seen the bowl of bombshell here. I mean, I'm talking about, she takes off so much you can see her bones. You know what I'm saying? Wazoo, wazoo. I'm talking good times here.
Yeah, excuse me, Sid. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure, Dolly.
Excuse me.
We'll get back here. I'll put you on hold for a moment, though. Love you.
Knock off this stuff about the audition. I'm not getting up there and doing anything.
Thinking if these ladies did it?
I don't think so. None of their voices sound familiar. And she said that she could get work anywhere, so why would they care if this place goes down?
I've got it. The owner of the club is a woman.
Hey. Okay, girls, let's get this show on the road. I want you to get up here and strut your stuff.
I'm in to get your struts ready.
Remember, only the best girl gets to audition for the boss.
God, I don't think I can go through with this.
Why not? Minton Nelson will take his clothes off for you.
Okay, you with the balloons. You're first. Harry, give me a spot.
My name is Cherry Balloons, and I did the following number at a recent stag party. I got a standing ovation. Play something soft and sultry.
Hey, thanks a lot, Jack. We get the idea. We'll give you a call, okay?
Mork, you better get backstage and find out if the owner is a woman before I end up on that stage.
Hello there, sweetheart. Sid Morgenstern, Willie Walken, the agency. How are you? Hey, it's a great cigar. Too bad about Castro, huh? Listen, I've never seen better dancing at New York City Ballet. You know what I'm talking about, sweetheart? Hey, you gotta see the bull of bombshell there, Shakers. There is a woman there that I want your boss to see because, boy, when she can move it, she really moves it. I'm talking about it must be cream because milk don't flow like that. Hey.
What do you want?
Well, basically, I want your boss to see the young woman here. Look at that there. Can you tell? Even blind people go something interesting around there. We know that, hey?
Your boss will be out when he's ready, you know?
All right. Hey, fantastic. We'll get back to you. We'll have breakfast, lunch, dinner someday, okay?
Okay, you just wait your turn,
then. Dynamic play, Chef. You have great energy. It's going to be great.
Okay, you're next. Come on.
Please play something reeking of innocence.
Whoa, wait a minute. No. What kind of an audience do you think we got out there? The Muppets?
I refuse to make artistic compromises. Come on, Lex. Good luck, kid.
Okay, bombshell. You're next.
Well, I can't go up there.
Come on. What's the matter? You ashamed of your body? Well, then let's see it.
Wouldn't you rather see his?
I don't have all day. Come on. What kind of music you want? You don't want no music. Play it Acapulco.
Snake's doing a jungle picture. How about that now? Come on, listen. Hey, no, listen, don't just tell me. Thanks, get out ahead and tell your boss that Sid Morgenstern wants to see him there.
No one demands to see the boss.
Hey, well, I was just a request, really. Listen, she had a little stage fright. You know what I'm talking about? A little nerves there. You know how to do it, don't you, sweetheart? Don't you, man? All right, I guess I'll show you how it works. Hit it, son.
About your act, but maybe the boss might like it. Oh. Hey, boss, come on out here.
Thanks, Mr. DeMille.
Oh,
That's the boss.
Man, I think a little hunch was wrong.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetheart, darling. We'll get together one day. Have your service call my service. What it was. A beautiful day here. Great energy for the room.
Hurry, Ron. What's going on out here?
She's our man, Mind.
I want to thank you two for preventing the untimely demise of a future city councilman.
Hey, we're just a couple of courageous kids.
Aren't you scared in that strip joint?
Are you kidding? Mindy McConnell knows how to handle herself.
I was really amazed. The police came right away and arrested that guy. I'll never forget his last words, too.
How'd you know it was me?
Well, there's no place in this country for soprano terrorism.
Did you look nice in your costume?
Pretty nice.
Oh, real nice. But you got to ride home in a big Cadillac with a man with a wide-brimmed hat.
This whole ugly business has taught me a very valuable lesson. I'm never going to make a stand on anything again.
Well, you'll make a perfect vice president.
And I'm going to be a lot more careful now that I know that people are out to get me.
Don't be paranoid. Next thing you say is people are trying to poison your food. Eat your sandwich. What do you think? We're going to poison you? Eat it.
I'm not hungry right now.
I'll taste it for you, Nelson.
See you.
Not bad.
What's wrong?
Too much mustard.
Orson, come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Here I am, Mark.
Oh, coming in loud and clear, oh great seam stretcher.
Let's dispense with the niceties, Mark. What did you learn this week?
Well, why tell you when I can show you? Hit!
What are you doing, Mark?
Well, sir, it's what earthlings call a striptease. You wouldn't believe this, but some humans will pay money to watch other humans take off their clothes.
You mean that earthlings would pay to watch me undress?
Well, sir, there's a difference between a striptease and a strip threat. Speaking of threats, sir, some humans will use threats of physical violence to get their own way.
That's terrible.
Well, indeed it is, sir, because it makes other humans afraid to voice their own opinion.
I see. They think it's safer to keep things under their hats.
Well, especially their heads.
But I thought earthlings prize their freedom of speech very highly, Mark.
Well, they do, sir. But only a few are willing to pay the price to keep it. Till next week, sir. Nanu. Nanu. Nanu.